Be yourself. In this world we are living today, we often forget to be ourselves in order to be accepted in our social circle. We often become people pleaser instead of being our own self. To put in simple words, people pleaser is a personality where the person feels a strong urge to please others. Many of us debate within our own selves to decide whether to be a people's pleaser or to be themselves. A young woman named Roshni was a natural people pleaser. She always put the needs and desires of others before her own. Her kind heart and eagerness to please others made her a beloved friend and a colleague. But little did she know, this trait would have profound effects on her own life. At work front, Roshni would constantly volunteer for extra projects, staying late into the night to ensure everything was perfect. Her colleagues admired her dedication, but Roshni often felt overwhelmed and even exhausted. As a result, she was unable to say no for the fear of letting others down. In personal life, Roshni had the tendency to please all her family members. Roshni would even bend over backward to accommodate her family's every whim, sacrificing her own happiness and also her own well-being in the process. As time went on, Roshni's habit of putting others before her own self began to take a toll on her mental and physical health. Roshni now started to experience constant stress and anxiety, struggling to find a balance between meeting the expectations of others and taking care of her own self. Roshni even had a small group of friends. Her friendship suffered too, as she found herself surrounded by people who would take advantage of her kindness without offering much in return. As a result of all this, Roshni had now started to feel resentful and even unappreciated, but still couldn't bring herself to speak up for the fear of confrontation or even rejection. But eventually, Roshni had reached a breaking point where she realized that her desire to please others had consumed her life, leaving a very little room for her own happiness and fulfillment. Roshni had now started slipping into depression, but with the support of a therapist and trusted friends, Roshni began to set boundaries and even prioritize self-care. At first, Roshni found it very difficult, but slowly she started to reclaim her sense of self-worth and autonomy. Roshni had started to learn the trick of saying no without any guilt. She was also learning how to prioritize her own needs and also had started surrounding herself with people who valued her for who she was and not just for what she could do for them. Roshni had also started feeling happy and good about her own self. As she was still embarking on this journey of self-discovery, she had also discovered a newfound sense of empowerment and even freedom. On the other hand, Roshni no longer shackled by the need to constantly please others. She was able to pursue her own passions and dreams with renewed vigor and enthusiasm. With the new self she was emerging from, there were a lot of colleagues and friends who had started to distance themselves from the new her. They had started to feel and also make Roshni feel that she had become a bit selfish. But Roshni was confident that she was not being selfish. Instead, she was just being herself and not just any people pleaser. Roshni was left with set of very few friends. She had also realized that the road ahead was sure to have its own challenges, but Roshni knew that she was finally on the path to living a life that was truly her own. From this small story, we learn that self-awareness and self-discovery is very important. Also, the journey is worth embarking on, which leads to greater happiness, also leads to self-discovery, and the most important is that it leads to inner peace, which ultimately leads to a happy you.